Heavenly Father, as we begin another year with you, thank you that it is in the face of loss and disappointment, feelings of insecurity, and many things that are unsettling us, that you are with us. And in addition to more familiar challenges of our lives, you remain the same faithful and loving God. Give to us a new ability to hear your voice, so that our lives may be lived more keenly, knowing your presence every day of this new year. Amen. At our monthly prayer meeting in December, Jan shared some thoughts with us about taking this time with its enforced change of pace in how we live together as church to stop, pause, and even to reset our course as disciples of Jesus. It's with this in mind that I decided not to create a sermon series to focus on any particular direction, other than that we might simply pay more attention to God's voice. What better way to do that than simply to follow the church's lectionary from now until Easter? So I've asked those who'll be preaching to consider the following questions. So as we look at the readings each week, we might be asking, you know, what our understanding of the Bible is. What do we learn about God when we read this passage? What do we learn about people? What do we learn about how we should relate to God? And if we're to relate to God in particular ways, what do we learn about how we relate to one another? So that's just understanding from the scripture. And then we need to think about, well, how do we apply it? It's all very well learning the facts, isn't it? But then you have to apply them. What does God want me to understand? What does he want me to believe? What does he want me to desire? And what does God want me to know? And that's a knowing not just in our heads, but in our hearts. On this first Sunday of 2021, who would have thought 10 months ago that we'd not be able to gather in one place at one time? Who would have guessed that we would not celebrate Christmas Day, squeezed joyfully together into church as family? Well, none of us. And here we are, still gathered in the moment on Zoom. So much has changed to remind us that our lives are lived only by the gracious hand of God. As Luke writes in Acts, in him we live and move and have our being. So where has Jesus been these last 10 months? There may be some light in human effort, but there's an awful lot of darkness. The world needs the light of Jesus. We need the light of Jesus. Perhaps our individual prayer needs to be that the Holy Spirit protect us from the oppression of the evil one, because there is a light that nothing and no one can put out, and a glorious hope that's an eternal surety in spite of all the tragedy around us. We can live full and glorious lives in the midst of this pandemic. Our faith and trust is that God will supply all our needs according to the richness of his great mercy. Thank you to Taiwu for reading to us this morning from John's Gospel. I hope you've got your Bible in front of you and you have it open, because I know if you read it in the NLT or the NIV or the NRSV, whichever's your favourite, the words are slightly different. We could so easily allow these familiar, I call them liquid verses, just to flow over us. We read John's Gospel chapter 1, don't we, so often. We think we're familiar with it. We just take from verse 10 and we read them. We think, well, I've read these before. But let's not allow them to just flow over us or through us. But let's hold them in the palm of our hands for a few moments. Verse 10 tells us, when God came in the person of Jesus, the world didn't recognize him. God's people didn't recognize him. In fact, they rejected him. So what do we learn about God? He is present, but to most, he's unrecognized. But then something truly amazing in verses 12 and 13. For those who believe and accept him, look at verse 13. Those who believe and accept him are reborn of God. We all know our limitations. We fail to live up to our own expectations. So we need help if we're going to be any different in the rebirth that comes through belief and acceptance. So let's read on to discover more. Verse 14. Here we learn that Jesus is full of unfailing love and faithfulness. You probably got different words in your translation, but this is truth and grace. It means that we can be transparent. We can learn from the Bible that there is nothing that can be hidden from God. So why do we pretend? Why? Here we see truth in Jesus is accompanied by grace. This is what we receive by faith. Faith enables us, through the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, to perceive the glory of God. So in the words of John, we might say, we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Verse 16 reads, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. You may have a little footnote at the bottom of your Bible, or maybe in the middle somewhere, that tells you the Greek is grace upon grace. The blessings of God may be material and many, but the blessing of God's eternal plan and purpose will not be derailed by evil expressed in a fallen and spoiled creation. The grace upon grace that we receive is that when we make a commitment to follow Christ, we can know the assurance of sin forgiven and the gracious hand of God ready to pick us up when we fall. This grace upon grace is the Holy Spirit living in us and helping us to see the gracious hand of God at work through us in the ordinary of tough, tedious, and trying days of this pandemic, and through the confusion of much politically motivated media, to receive the peace of Christ, which, even as we weep for our loss, provides fullness of life. These are just a few of the things God wants you to know if you read and meditate on these verses in the coming days. So with confidence that we can be reborn of God, let's affirm our faith together